This goes to Caitlin, Katelyn Geitman, Geitman, PAC, fax 989-775-1640, regarding Kirk, K-I-R-K, Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, date of birth 12/20/1949. Dear Ms. Geitman, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Miller with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and gout. His last visit was August 29th of 2022. His only complaint is that he had some recent right knee pain. He thought it might be the start of gout, so he took one dose of colchicine, and the next day the pain was gone, so he didn't require any more colchicine. He is feeling well, no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no cloudiness or blood in the urine, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Medications, in addition to the colchicine, I want to highlight lisinopril with hydrochlorothiazide 20/12.5 once a day. Physical exam, weight is 180 pounds and blood pressure 117/67. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 14th of 2023. Creatinine is stable at 1.9, estimated GFR 37. Albumin is 3.8, calcium 10, sodium 133, most likely secondary to hydrochlorothiazide use. Potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 25, phosphorus is 3.5, intact parathyroid hormone 114.9, mildly elevated, and we will watch that, most likely secondary hyperparathyroidism. With normal calcium level currently. Hemoglobin 15.8 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, stable over time without progression. 2, hypertension, well controlled. 3, history of gout with recent flare-up, requiring a dose of colchicine. 4, hyponatremia, most likely secondary to hydrochlorothiazide use, possibly fluid overload, but most likely the hydrochlorothiazide. And 4, elevated intact parathyroid hormone, possibly primary hyperparathyroidism with elevated calcium or on the high side of calcium levels. But we will continue to monitor that over time. And the patient will have lab studies done every 3 months, and a follow-up visit will be done in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.